Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Indian Cycling Podcast, brought to you by The Bike Affair. I'm Harsha, software engineer on weekdays and cycling enthusiast on weekends. With me is my co-host Gokul.
Hi friends, I'm Gokul Krishna, presently a cycling coach and a bicycling entrepreneur. I've co-founded The Bike Affair cycle store in Hyderabad. I've been riding these fancy new bicycles for about 10 years now. And my first love is commuting to work on a bicycle. In other times, I am training on a road bike.
So, Gokul, can you tell us a little bit about your cycling journey?
Oh, yeah. Me and Krish, we were partners. I mean, we were colleagues in a software company. And Krish had just taken up cycling. And he used to tell us that cycles could have 21 gears and all. After the first initial phases of ridiculing him and not believing him, we used to chat about these fancy bicycles during the breaks and stuff. And over a period of time, Krish was always finding difficulty in maintaining his bicycle, getting new accessories, spares and so on. And almost out of frustration, one day I said that if you are having so many problems, I'm sure that others will have the same, and why not start a bicycle store? So we ended up starting a bicycle store, and about 10 years ago now, actually. We ran it just part-time initially, and then slowly we both came full-time onto this, and it's been going on from there. And over the period, I also realized since I am a more practical cyclist and I look at benefits like commuting to work or fitness point of view, I started enjoying the fitness gains I was getting through bicycling, and I started experimenting a lot with myself along with my running. And I also started coaching people after I achieved some level of success in my own fitness journey. And then I achieved a certification in cycling coaching, and it's been going on from there.
So why does the world need another cycling podcast? Admittedly, there are some great podcasts about cycling out there, but one thing that really frustrated me was that none of them covered events from India or the issues that Indian riders face. And there is almost no understanding of the personalities of riders from our country. Where is the coverage of the national track championship? What are the issues someone who commutes by cycle on Indian roads faces? I remember reading Gokul's Facebook post about a national level event and wishing there was a podcast about it.
Yeah, cycling is a beautiful sport with contrasting views. On the one side, it has become highly analytical and number focused based on the power data available these days, which almost alienates a common cyclist with a pro. But on the other hand, the same enthusiast can run alongside a pro when they are climbing a hill in the Tour de France or riding the cobbles on a Paris-Roubaix. And in fact, if they are lucky and rich enough, even on the same bicycles, they can ride those routes. So it presents a beautiful opportunity to interpret these numbers, and the analysis can become extremely interesting. The sport and the activity in its present form is very new to India, and we all have a lot to learn and assimilate of the sport. So I think at this point, it is very useful to have a podcast wherein we can go through these perspectives and start gaining a better understanding of the sport we love so much.
True. I think Simon Yates once said that cycling is the only sport that doesn't actually happen in stadiums.
Yeah, of course, I will counter that, because there are a lot of cycling events which happen on a velodrome, which is in a stadium. So.
I didn't know that. So there's also a problem with text in general and blogs in particular. You're taking time out of a person's life to read these blogs and posts. That is a huge demand on the casual enthusiast's commitment. Indian cycling also suffers from the dual problem of lack of good content and media coverage. But even when it is covered, it's hard to find, and generally it's produced in a less than useful way. Indian cycling is underreported, underanalyzed, and survives outside the spotlight. News about Indian cycling simply has no way, no place to go. There is no real analysis, whether it's insightful, partisan, hey, why not? We want the Indian Cycling Podcast to provide a platform where we can discuss events, issues, and personalities. Maybe the listener will find time while commuting or during a workout.
Yes, of course, perfectly during a workout with the sport now being done a lot indoors as well, and with the Indian summer coming in, I'm sure a lot of us are going to spend time on Zwift on a trainer. So that gives us a great opportunity to listen to a podcast. We may not be able to preview and cover all the cycling events happening in India because they are just of the fact that there are so many. But we will definitely try and cover the big ones, the national level ones, and some of the key state level ones, or at least invite some of the participants to get their perspective. We'll definitely cover some of the big events like the Grand Tours or the Spring Classics, which have just started. We'll explore the formats and let people get better understanding of the same. We'll definitely add a unique voice and bring happenings of the world cycling in a structured format. Explainer episodes will definitely be a key role in many of our podcasts. The idea being that we will get people to understand these various formats, because truly speaking, cycling is a sport which has a huge variety of sports within. Just like if you take running, there is a 100 meter sprint in one end and ultra endurance or marathon events on the other end. Similarly, in cycling, you have sprints happening in velodrome to the excruciatingly long tour, 3 week long grand tours of the world. So both are completely different. The personalities who ride and compete these are very different, and to understand these things, it does take a lot of time, and some of these are not very intuitive by itself. So we'll definitely take the listeners along this journey.
Yeah, I'm really interested in talking to the personalities involved in cycling. We hope to have conversations about their beginnings, their journeys, their goals, both short-term and long-term. Maybe we'll ask them about their favorite cycling routes and their training routines. What are the challenges that they face training long-term in India? What do they do other than cycling for fitness and strength training? Podcasting is a unique format where a good conversation can actually be more insightful than reading facts about events or interviews. We hope to do one episode every week. We haven't settled on a format or how long each episode should be. I hope you are excited, because we certainly are. Well, this was the debut episode. So stay tuned for the next episode, where we explore a new format of cycling which was conducted for the first time in India recently. This is your host, Harsha.
And this is Gokul.
You can hear us on all popular podcast apps. If you don't find us on a particular app, please let us know by mailing us at podcast@thebikeaffair.com. Do recommend the podcast to your friends and give us your thoughts on what you would like us to cover. We're still figuring things out. Bye.
Bye.